Citizens from across the political spectrum turned out in Homer on Saturday for the kickoff of Phase 2 of the Recall Dunleavy petition. Volunteers and organizers are in the cabin on Lake Street in downtown Homer. Organizers in Homer are aiming to contribute 3,000 signatures to the 75,000 they say are needed across the state. Barbara Haynes signed the petition. Haynes says Governor Dunleavy's cuts to the university system and ferries led her to believe that the governor needs to be recalled.
I find this hard to support. The fact that the governor has not reconsidered that position seems to indicate that other recourse isn't available.
Pat Q is a Recall Dunleavy organizer in Homer. Inside the crowded cabin on Lake Street, Q didn't talk about budget cuts. She read from a list of actions the governor has taken that organizers say violate the Alaska Constitution.
He violated the separation of powers by improperly using the line item veto to attack the judiciary and the rule of law. He also violated the Alaska Constitution. He sent out mailers using state funds that supported his political views.
Q is referring to Governor Dunleavy's decision to reduce the fiscal year 2020 Alaska court system funding in retaliation for an Alaska Supreme Court ruling at odds with his own personal beliefs. The ACLU filed a motion for summary judgment in court last week, arguing that it is the court's duty and authority to declare Governor Dunleavy's actions illegal and to order funding to be restored before the end of the fiscal year on June 30th. Alaska Supreme Court will be ruling on the legality of the recall itself. Chief Justice Joel Bolger has recused himself from the case, and retired Justice Robert Eastall will step in as the fifth justice to rule. Back at the cabin, Barb and Sean Uganek signed the recall petition. Barb cites budget cuts as her reason for signing, and Sean is concerned about accountability inside the recall organization.
This governor has done everything he can possibly think of to take away, not enhance, what's happening in Alaska.
One thing I'll say is that these guys who are recalling must keep us informed from the day one of whether they're planning, how far they've gone to get the signature sheets ready, and then we will be able to respond on time.
Organizers hope to have their signatures collected, approved, and on the ballot by August. Ann Kahn is a volunteer collecting signatures in Homer. Kahn says she is willing to put in the hours to put the recall up to a vote of the people.
A couple of reasons. One is that I feel like I can't do much on a national level, but that I can actually help on the state level. I realize that, you know, it's just a lot of footwork and somebody has to make that effort.
Bruce Robinson signed the petition. His wife Kathy said budget cuts are the reason she's signing. Bruce says he signed because he doesn't want Pebble Mine writing position papers for the state of Alaska.
Interaction with the Pebble owners is just, to me, is just completely unbelievable. By contacting them or them contacting him and then him using the same letters that they sent to give to the president on the EPA changes, okay. That to me is enough to sign right there.
Organizers say they collected over 200 signatures this weekend. Volunteer Karen Murdoch says volunteers are staffing the cabin at 3756 Lake Street until further notice.
We'll be here 7 days a week, 10 to 1 and 4 to 6 every day collecting signatures.
From the Recall Dunleavy headquarters in Homer on Lake Street, I'm Kathleen Gustafson.